Are you ready for this week's The Insert Clever and Witty Name Here podcast? Of course you are, dear. That's my my Sean Connery as James Bond, 007. Of course, if I have to tell you who I'm impersonating, then maybe the impersonation isn't quite as good as I thought it was. There are actually several voices that I think I do fairly well. I don't think my Sean Connery is half bad. It's not as bad as my Mickey Mouse, which maybe I'll drop on you next week. But this is Mike, and this is the Insert Clever and Witty Name Here podcast. I'm going to have to, at some point, figure out what the deal is with Podomatic. Now, Podomatic is the home site where you can always find the Insert Clever and Witty Name Here podcasts, and there are other places you can go to find it, Apple Podcasts and a host of other places. But with Podomatic, I get this little rundown every Friday to let me know how the podcast did that week. And I got more listens last week. Thank you, by the way, for helping me get the word out about it. I'm hoping you're liking what you're hearing so far. But yet, we dropped in the rankings, which the only thing that tells me is more and more people are doing more and more podcasts. And they're all better than mine. So what are you going to do? So thank you and welcome to it. It is Monday today, May 17th, one day closer to us being at the happiest place on earth. And I found out, I told the kids this past weekend that Disney has increased their hours at Disneyland and California Adventure. When they first opened a few weeks ago, after being closed for more than a year because of COVID-19, they were only open from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. Well, now they're open 9 till 9 and will be there 2 days, almost the end of the month, June, next month, on a Saturday and then on a Sunday. And then I'm going to take off the following Monday to recoup from having been at the happiest place on earth. But I looked with the Disneyland app, and now the hours, at least when we're going to be there, from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. So considering we'll be there 2 days, that's a full day. That's 24 hours at the happiest place on earth. I will be beaming with happiness and excitement, and I'll be broke for the weeks that follow. So I got a ton of stuff I want to get to. At the end, when we get to something a little heavier, and if you've been with us for some of these podcasts, you know what I try to do is hit some of the things that either I talked about last week or things I'll be talking about later this week or maybe as early as tomorrow. And then at the end, maybe get to something that I will or maybe won't talk about or have talked about, but talk about it a little differently and certainly spend a lot more time talking about it. This week, I want to spend some time talking about Bennifer 2.0. As you may have heard, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are seeing each other again. And in their words, well, a source close to them, seeing where things go. The thing is, there is a third party here. Well, not anymore because he's out of the picture. Alex Rodriguez, former Major League Baseball player for the New York Yankees, Seattle Mariners, and Texas Rangers. He is, from all accounts, still very much interested in rekindling things with Jennifer Lopez. Don't know why they ended their relationship. There's been talk that there was a trust issue, but I guarantee if you've been involved in enough relationships, you have been in one of these three individuals' situations. And there's a separate situation for all three of them, but I want to spend a lot more time talking about that from maybe a point of view you hadn't thought of, if you've even thought at all about Bennifer 2.0. In fact, I told a friend of mine recently that, yeah, they really are, and she had no idea. I don't think she could care less, honestly, but maybe when we approach it from a little different angle coming up in just a bit, maybe then you'll have a different appreciation for what's going on with them. But one of the things we talked about last week is late-night TV talk shows. In particular, talked about Jimmy Fallon. By the ratings, he's not doing all that well. One of the reasons why is of the big three, if you look at Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and I'm blanking on the last one right now. Stephen Colbert. Jimmy Fallon, of those three, spends the least amount of time getting political. Some people appreciate that. It's not translating in the ratings. And whether that's just a coincidence or not, maybe just people are not big fans of his shtick, and he has a certain way of doing his show, and he should do it however he wants. He doesn't get all that political, but what he does do, he does a lot of things with Twitter. So last week he did this thing, tried to get this trending, and it did become trending. Hashtag add a word, ruin a TV show. It's a late night TV talk show bit. And I threw out a couple ideas to him, and I want to throw them your way to see what you thought of them. In addition to that, a couple that I saw that I thought were kind of funny, and actually some got me to laugh out loud. One of the ones, in fact, I'll give you three of the ones that I came up with, and you can let me know what you think. I don't know. I think he's done this bit now at this point. I don't think he used any of these, but I'll run them by you until you tell me what you think. The first one I thought was pretty solid. You know, the X-Files. Well, how about the X-rated files? Ooh la la. See, it adds a little wrinkle to it, if you will. And it's a whole different type of show. Something you'd see on Cinemax after 10 o'clock or so, I would think. One of the other ones I came up with kind of in that same vein, and it's no longer the Muppet Show. It's the Muppets Peep Show. Although, do you really want to take a peek at Miss Piggy? No. Now I've just created a visual that is going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the day, and I immediately apologize for that. The last one that I came up with and I suggested to Jimmy Fallon, and I actually returned his tweet with a tweet of this one, because he asked you to add or throw in the hashtag add a word, ruin a TV show. Here's the third one I came up with. The Wild World of Spectator Sports, as opposed to the Wild World of Sports, which was big years ago on ABC. It's just a TV show of you watching other people watching sports and their reactions to it. And maybe that's why none of those got used, as far as I know. Word never got back to me. I never even got a thumbs up on any of the posts from Jimmy Fallon. But here are some other ones that I thought were interesting, and I don't know if these got used at all. I'm going to give you this one first, because technically it's not a TV show. It's a movie. But I thought it was funny nonetheless. Instead of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, it's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Kidney Stone. See what they did there? They added, be like a medical drama, I would think, at that point. Now, the rest of these are all TV shows, and I'll save the absolute best one for last. Remember Chips, Ponch, and John from years ago? Side note, when I was living in Illinois, that's when Chips was popular, in the early, mid-80s, I moved to the Salinas Valley, actually also in the mid-80s, 86. But Chips, from what I remember, was maybe even late 70s and then early 80s. I was fearful of moving to California because of having watched Chips. I just assumed every single week there was a 27,000-car pileup on Highway 101 or some major interstate in Southern California. So the first time I drove in LA, I just was just waiting to get stuck in a traffic jam because every single car on the 405 decided to collide with every other car on the 405. So instead of Chips, nacho chips, much safer. And if there's a collision, well, it'll happen. Just no double dipping. That would be a true crime. How about this one? Instead of Hill Street Blues, a show that my mom loved when I was growing up, it's Hill Street Blues Clues. See, Hill Street Blues, and then the clues got added onto it, and then you'd just have, burr, 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 and then was it Blue? Yeah, Blue was the name of the dog, and Blue would be on Hill Street. All right, I'm explaining that one, which again means it probably wasn't as cute as I thought it was when I first read it. This one, again, I can't take credit for, but I laughed out loud when I read this one. The $100,000 pyramid is now the $100,000 pyramid scheme. I laugh again when I read that one. That would be something that would be on like an insider's perspective with Discovery Channel. I'm thinking maybe that would be a good show on there. And then finally, this was the one that really got me going, and may again here in a minute. I've never actually watched the show, so I'm not sure what network it's on. But American Pickers, that's the show where it's two guys. They go from city to city, and they find antiques in people's barns, and they haggle over the price, and they clean them up a bit, and then they sell them at auction for an insane amount of money. So instead of American Pickers, it's American Nose Pickers. I didn't laugh out loud that time when I read it, so I guess the $100,000 pyramid scheme was better. But a whole show dedicated to watching people dig for second. So that's enough of that. Here's something that I have not gotten into yet, because that was from last week's show with the insert a word and ruin a TV show hashtag from Jimmy Fallon. And again, I have no idea how that bit worked for him. Hopefully better for him than it did for me just now. But here is something that Jennifer Grant, who does middays on the new My 97.5, she's on right after me at 10 o'clock from 10 till 3, and then Mike O'Neill comes on after me. We'd all appreciate it if you gave us a listen. You can listen anywhere, by the way, with our mobile app or online at my975fm.com. There's a ton of great content that you'll find on our website, too, stuff you can only find on our website. Links to this podcast, we'll post that up, and some other exclusive content. Again, my975fm.com, the best place to stream us. Google Home Mini, Alexa, all the other usual suspects, you can listen that way too. But tomorrow, I want to get into this. This is something that Jennifer Grant talked about last week, and I actually told her today, you got to let me talk about it. And she, with her blessing, said, sure, go ahead. New research revealed that if you stay in bed 14 minutes after your alarm goes off, your day is significantly affected. So it's no surprise, 61% of people surveyed found mornings extremely stressful. So I very rarely will question research that is done like this because, I mean, I've gone over it and it looks thorough. Here's the thing. Maybe these are people who have the alarm set and they know when that alarm goes off, they really should get up at that point. And if they hit snooze, they're really pushing it. They're like doing that mental math in their head. Okay, well, maybe if I don't brush my teeth for quite so long, I can get away with one snooze. And maybe if I grab breakfast and eat it on the go, I can hit snooze one more time. I have a different philosophy when it comes to the snooze button. And again, I'll talk about this, I think, with Tuesday's show, or maybe Tuesday or Wednesday on the new My97.5. By the way, if you want to check me out, mornings, my mornings with Mike Pesto on the new My97.5. And I'm on from 6 till 10 a.m. So I'm thinking, again, I'll talk about this either Tuesday or Wednesday. My approach with the snooze button is mine goes off, the alarm goes off at 4:15 every morning. First of all, and I've read this years ago, and I completely agree with this, you don't want the scare the neighbors alarm clock sound. The old-fashioned ringing of the alarm, no. You never want to be startled out of sleep. You want something that's going to be relaxing, soothing, ease you out of sleep, and ideally something that fades in, which is exactly what I have. In fact, let me see if I can't. I just grabbed my iPhone just now, and I'm almost out of battery because my iPhone is about to die. Side note. I have an iPhone 10, which is several generations old at this point, and I'm going to go into settings right now. I love this thing. I've got an OtterBox for it. I've been taking great care of it, but the one problem it does have, if I go on battery in the settings and I go on battery health, first of all, it says service, maximum capacity. So if I charge this and it says 100%, that's actually only 76% if it had a brand new battery. So yeah, there's that. And it's died on me several times. I can't get through the day on one charge with this thing. It's gotten to the point now I've got to have a charger in the studio. So about 3/4 of the way through the show, after charging all night long, keep in mind, I have to plug in it again because it's about 20% at that point, just because I use it so much during the show for content and weather specifically. But I have my alarm on my phone. So I'm trying to get to the alarms right now. I'm trying to remember where I actually have them. It's probably in the settings. So I'm trying to navigate this while I'm actually talking with you at the same time. So my alarm is, where's alarm? I know it's on here somewhere. Is it on my health? Is it on my clocks? Maybe I'll play it for you next week if I can't figure it out here in the next. Here we go. Alarm. So Let's see. 415. Is it going to let me? So what is... Okay, so... All right, here is, if I can play it for you, what I wake up to every morning. So it's very ethereal. It fades in, as you heard. And it's just enough as it goes on that it wakes me up. And my alarm goes off at 4:15. Here's what I do. And I know if I take a shower the night before, and I will argue till the cows come home, taking a shower the night before, there is nothing better. Because you take your shower, you get right in bed, body clean, sheets clean. It's just a clean feeling. And that way, in theory, you can go a little bit longer without washing the sheets on your bed. We try to wash them once a week, but if I am really good about making sure I take my shower the night before, we could probably go 2 weeks without washing the sheets. Although, does that sound gross? Hopefully not, because it's what we do. Well, it's what we do if my wife also takes the shower the night before enough days in a row. But there are times, I mean, you know how it is. If you have kids, life happens. Even if you don't have kids, life has a tendency of happening. So when it does, if I don't shower the night before, I know when that alarm goes off at 4:15, I can sometimes, if I know I've got clothes laid out and I've streamlined my day in my head, I can hit snooze once. And I know that's going to be a very quick shower. But if I really want an invigorating shower to enjoy it, as soon as the alarm goes off, 4:15, I can't hit snooze. I got to head off. So I head off, get out of bed, do my thing. Now, that's if I did not take a shower the night before and I have to take a shower the morning of. If I take a shower the night before and I know that and the clothes are out and I can streamline my morning, because I don't have breakfast every morning. My breakfast literally is an ice-cold Pepsi. I will take the Pepsi out of the fridge here at home. About 10 minutes before the show starts at 6 o'clock, I will put that Pepsi in the freezer. After it's in the freezer for 10, 15 minutes or so, I'll take it out. I'll crack it open. It's like a Pepsi Icy. It is... I don't coffee. Coffee is not my thing. I've never been a fan of coffee, so that's what I drink to get me going. And I take my vitamins with that and the whole deal. So that's my breakfast. I have that at the station. And then I'll have a power bar later in the day as a late breakfast, early lunch. So if I take my shower the night before, breakfast streamlined, clothes laid out, I know I can hit snooze twice. The third time my alarm goes off, I know I cannot hit snooze again. I got to hit off, and then I can get out of bed, and it does not ruin my day. So going back to this whole survey that says new research revealed that if you stay in bed 14 minutes after your alarm goes off, your day is significantly affected. I got to call BS on that. It's not my reality because, again, I've game planned for that ahead of time. And let me just read on with the rest of the survey. A survey of 1,000 workers living with the cartilage condition osteoarthritis analyzed their common morning struggles, which are exacerbated by the condition. Okay, well, that's something else. This is like an ad that I'm reading now. Okay, so here we go. This goes back on to the research. Mondays are ranked as the worst mornings to get up and get moving. 53% say that's the worst, then followed by Tuesdays, and then it just goes on from there. There's really nothing more significant in this than that. So apparently, again, these are people who the alarm going off, they know that is the time they really should get out of bed. They haven't really thought the whole, I like the alarm to wake me up and then slowly ease into my day thing, which is kind of the way I look at it. I like the idea of waking up and having that ease me out of whatever dream I had, and then I can hit snooze. And can someone also please explain to me, and Jennifer Grant mentioned this when she talked about it last week, why is it every single snooze on every single alarm I've ever known is 9 minutes? It just seems so random, and it's so commonplace. Why not 10? Like, hey, can't you snooze for 10 minutes? Or here's an idea. If you have your alarm on my phone, as I do, if you do, why can't you customize how long your snooze is? Now, maybe if you have an Android phone, you can. I know with Android phones, typically you can control a lot more stuff than you can with an iPhone. Excuse me. So maybe that's something you can do with an Android that you can't do with an iPhone. But most alarm clocks, if you have a clock, and I've got one of those as well as a backup, if you snooze, it's 9 minutes. I have no idea why that is, but that's just been the way it's been for as long as I know. Someone did research. Again, it goes back to research, which may or may not be working. It may or may not be flawed. So, yeah, that's something I want to talk about tomorrow, just the whole do you take into account snoozing with the time you wake up so you can ease into your morning, or do you have your alarm set for the last possible minute you know you've got to wake up the moment that alarm clock goes off? Because if you don't, again, according to this, your day will be extremely stressful from that point on. So again, that's something I want to talk about. I'm thinking tomorrow's show. So maybe get to that, I don't know, either 6:40 or 7:10 for Tuesday's show if you want to listen in. This is something I've heard talked about, and I've been sitting on it for a while, and I decided, you know what? Yes. I'm going to take a little different angle with it, and I'm going to mispronounce this. I know I am. It's a term that apparently is big now with millennials, specifically on TikTok. I almost said Hitchcock. That's a former director, a pretty good one too. Chuggy. What is, I think that's how it's pronounced. What is Chuggy? I know that Chuggy is the opposite of good, basically, like a trendy thing. So if you don't want to be Chuggy, in other words. So it's like what's in and what's out. Chuggy would be considered what's out. So I came up with this list, 10 things that are Chuggy. And I'll just give you all 10, just in the order that they appeared in this article that I came across. Again, what is Chuggy? And by the way, if you want to look this up, so you know I'm not making things up as I go, which I've been known to do, Cheuggy. And this was from the Today Show, actually, today.com. What is Chuggy? Here are 10 ways to know if you fit the description. All right, so here we go. 10 ways. It's not like it's the David Letterman top 10 list. By the way, that would be considered Chuggy because I'm pretty sure any references to David Letterman at this point are no longer cool. All right, so number one on this. You know what? Just in true Letterman fashion, let's just start at 10 and go all the way up. Axe body spray. Axe body spray is now considered Chuggy. And here's their explanation. After posting various videos explaining these traits, Rod was accused of leaving out the boys, so he did a video dedicated just to, man, I don't know. Okay, there's probably a video that goes along with this, so I regret reading that description. It didn't bring you any closer to any understanding as to why Axe body spray is Chuggy. Apparently, we're just supposed to believe that it is. All right, so that's number 10. Number 9, Dunder Mifflin merch. Yeah, okay. That's, I never got into that show. But I would imagine, yeah, at this point, the show's been off the air for a while. The Office talking about walking around in your prized Dunder Mifflin t-shirt. I would imagine, yes, quite Chuggy. This one I would disagree with because your home is your castle. No one should tell you how your castle should look. Decorative wooden signs for your home. Come on now. I mean, that's just wrong. Here's another one I disagree with, but I am nowhere close to being a millennial, and I don't even have an account on TikTok, so what do I know? Graphic tees. I've got a ton of graphic t-shirts, but again, I am Chuggy in that case. The Garden State soundtrack. Not familiar with that, and I don't have it, so hey, I guess I'm cool. At least in that regard. Okay, here's one that, yeah, I agree with this one. Jean jackets. I would also throw into that category members-only jackets. My wife has a members only jacket. The only reason she has one is it belonged to her grandfather and it's a sentimental thing. She doesn't wear it. It's just hanging up in the closet. So I would imagine that's okay. Here's one I will fight. I almost feel like we should double. You know what? I am. I'm going to remind me. Let's double back to number four. Number four, we will argue about if you think that this makes you choogy, and I so disagree with it. So we'll get back to number four. Number three, and yeah, I got you. They're back on this one. Cheesy hashtags and captions. Basically ending a post with hashtag da-da-da-da-da-da, hashtag. Coming up with hashtags that will never trend. You're the only person who will ever use that as a hashtag. Yes, please stop that right now. That is so choogy. Also, speaking of hashtags, hashtag girl boss energy. Apparently, this was a hashtag that was trending at some point. Well, it's past its prime. Don't use the hashtag girl boss in reference to anything anymore. And number one on their list, using herbal essence shampoo. What they have against herbal essence shampoo, I don't know, but it made number one on their list. Now, doubling back to number four, here's the one that I disagree with a lot. And I referenced it earlier with this podcast. You love Disney and you're an adult. What is wrong with loving Disney? It's the happiest place on earth. It doesn't say it's the happiest place on earth for kids. And I got news for you. My kids couldn't afford to go there. So mom and dad have to pay. And if mom and dad are going to pay, mom and dad are going to go. That's just how that's going to go. At some point, they will want to go with friends of theirs. I'm sure they will. And they may or may not have jobs at that point. And if that's the case, guess what? They can go with their friends. Mommy and daddy will also be at the park at that same time. And what we will probably have to do, because we will embarrass our children at that point. Not on purpose, but I am a kid at Disneyland. Not as much as my wife, but she can get there as well if she's on the right ride with the right conditions. Now that they serve alcohol at certain parts of the park, especially at California Adventure, they serve alcohol there. With a little bit of alcohol and on the right ride, my wife will turn into a teenager just like I am for the second I walk through the gate. I feel like a kid when I'm there. I want to be there at rope drop. I get a kick out of the characters, every aspect of that place. I truly feel it is magical. And I see the behind-the-scenes things with Disneyland all the time, and I like watching some of it, but not enough that I start realizing there are Imagineers that make that magic happen. I want to convince myself. I'm the one that goes to a magic show and doesn't try to figure out the trick. I just want to be the one sitting in the front row going, oh, how they do that? Don't tell me how they do that. I want to be convinced that it's magic. I go to Disneyland and I'm the same way. I want to feel that it is magical. So I'm a kid when I'm there. So at some point when my kids are there, say, for example, my daughter, who's 9 now, at some point she will be dating someone. Maybe they'll say, hey, I want to take you to Disneyland. Cool. Guess what? Mommy and daddy are going to be there too. Now, I trust you enough, depending on the age of my daughter at that point, say she's 16, that sure, you can go there. I will not hover. It will just be the two of you, but no, that mommy and daddy are there too for a couple of reasons. One, if something happens, you need us immediately. The guy turns out to be a jerk. You do whatever. You get hurt. We will be there. We can. You text. You call. We will be wherever you are in a moment's notice. Second of all, you're going to Disneyland, and Disneyland is the happiest place on earth, and you're not going to be the only one who has the happy that day. So my wife and I will go, and if that happens, I will apologize now to my daughter if it just so happens that she and her date at the time and my wife and I are on the same roller coaster, same ride. All four of us are Pirates of the Caribbean at the same time because, yeah, we're not going to tone it down just because they're there. In fact, knowing me, being daddy, looking out for my daughter, I may ham it up just a little bit. And if that happens to spook the young suitor off, well, you know, then he wasn't the right one for my daughter anyway. So, yeah, I've got a problem with number four on this list. But this is something I think we will get into. And if it's not this list, maybe I'll just come up with a list of things. Because I know Entertainment Weekly used to have their weekly ins and outs. What was in, what was out. And if I can find something like that. And maybe do that as like a weekly thing or maybe like a monthly thing. Just, hey, you know, if you want to be in, you want to be hip. You know, man, probably using the word hip is out, I'm guessing. But if you want to be cool, and that's probably out as well. I better work on the vernacular before I decide to go ahead with this bit. But if you want to not be uncool, I got to stop using the adjectives because I'm really just messing this up. I'll figure out a title. I'll figure out a way to approach it, but we'll just do what's in, what's out at some point this week, and maybe it'll be a recurring bit at some point. All right, so with what we have left, 15 minutes or so, I want to talk about this. You have probably heard by now, if you are into entertainment news at all, that Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez are no longer seeing each other. What was odd with this, and I remember occupational hazard with what I do for a living, if you do listen every morning or the occasional morning to My Mornings with Mike Pesto on the new 97.5, you know, once an hour, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 8 o'clock, I do this thing called The Dirt, which it's typically entertainment news. It's just a real quick hit, and then I'll have the rest of the information up online, whether it be at my975fm.com or on our Facebook page. So last week, or maybe it was the week before, sometime in the past month or so, news broke that there was some trouble between Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez. And the word that I heard bandied about more than a couple of different places was trust. There was a trust issue that specifically J-Lo had with Alex. Don't know if it involved another woman. Don't know if it involved finances. All I knew is that there were some trust issues. And I would argue that once trust has eroded to a certain point, there's really no getting it back. And I may talk a little bit more about that in my own personal life at some point with a subsequent podcast, but I want to try to stay on point with this week. Just know that it has reared its ugly head in my relationship with my wife, trust. So I know that if trust gets below a certain threshold, in my opinion, I don't think that can ever come back again 100%. Kind of like the battery on my iPhone I talked about earlier. I can charge it, but even at a full charge, it's only at 76%. It'll never be at 100 again until I replace the battery, until I get into a different relationship, which I'm not going to do with my wife, just for the record, in case she happens to listen to this podcast, and I hope she does. And if she does, I love you, honey. But yeah, you can't get that back 100%, because then there's always that little... this seems a lot like last time, and I remember last time, and I should have trusted my instincts. And so again, all we know is that there was a trust issue between Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez. And we don't even know, it could have been a trust issue that he had with her. That we don't know. All we know, it was something between the two of them. Now, I'm leaning towards it was a trust issue with her, with him, for a couple of reasons. One, she's moved on, and he hasn't, which I'll explain in just a second. Second of all, and I hate bringing up the past, especially when it has nothing to do with relationships, but keep in mind, Alex Rodriguez, back when he was a Major League Baseball player, used prohibited substances, performance enhancers, as a baseball player, and lied about it, and then came clean and gave the most awkward apology I had ever seen an athlete give. I will get on athletes till the cows come home when they do something wrong and then stand at a podium and read directly from a piece of paper that they're very obviously reading for the very first time because my agent wrote this late last night and thought it was something I should say at my press conference, so you might believe me. Please respect my privacy. I will answer no questions. Really? That was less awkward than Alex Rodriguez's. And you could tell he went into it, and I remember this. I didn't watch it. I would have loved to have seen it. I could probably go back and watch it on YouTube. But I listened to it. I think I was working for a sports radio network at the time, or had just shortly thereafter left the network, and I was still very much into following sports. I love sports. So I was very familiar with the story, and I heard the press conference. It came across to me, and again, this is just my opinion. I'm just basing it on the experience that I had, again, working at a sports radio network around professionals who know how to analyze sports and former athletes who are also a part of that network. It came across to me as someone who thought he was smarter than the room and told his agent, listen, I got this. I'm Alex Rodriguez. I know what to say. I can see these questions coming from a mile away. I got this. And walked into it maybe a little too cocky, thinking he had all the right answers, and came across as though he was a little too cocky and thought he had all the right answers when he really didn't. So based on that, and based on that alone, it's my assumption, and this is an assumption, that if there was a trust issue, it had something to do with him. And again, I have no idea if that truly was the case, and if it had anything to do with trust when it comes to relationships or anything. Again, the only thing I ever heard was trust. Then, flash forward to a few weeks ago, Jennifer Lopez is in the Dominican Republic, I believe, and she's working on a new movie. Just her, Alex isn't with her, and she posts a picture on Instagram. And on that picture, or in that picture, you can clearly see she is not wearing her engagement ring. See, my first reaction was, well, maybe she's on set. And her character isn't married, and it's just like behind the scenes quick shot. The more I thought about it, I thought, if you're gonna Instagram something and you are head over heels in love with someone, you make sure that is in the picture, and certainly explain it later when people start pointing out, did you notice the picture on Instagram? Yeah, she's not wearing the ring. There's trouble in paradise. She didn't say anything once that started being talked about. And that was being talked about for almost the entire time she was in the Dominican Republic filming that movie. Then, flash forward to, what was it, last week or maybe the week before? Shortly after getting back from the Dominican Republic, she spends a weekend with Ben Affleck at his ranch in Wyoming, I think it is. And then it came across this late last week. This was from Friday. This was in Yahoo Entertainment. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are seeing where things go. Source. All right, so I'll just read directly from the article. As everyone waits to see if Bennifer 2.0, they really did have one of the cuter celebrity nicknames, by the way. So as everyone waits to see if Bennifer 2.0 is really happening, a source, I love that when it's a source tells Yahoo Entertainment that Lopez and Affleck are, quote unquote, well aware the world is watching them. And then it goes on, because another quote, they are privately trying to figure out what's next, an insider says. They are seeing where things go. And then I jokingly said on the air this morning when I talked about this with the dirt and several other relationship cliches that we just don't have time to get into at this point. Then according to People, and they don't cite the source, they just say this is People, Jennifer is in touch with Ben every day. They are making plans to see each other, adds the source. Jennifer is still very excited about how things are going with Ben. Now, that broke early last week, maybe even late the week before, and this was a follow-up on that. And for the longest time, no one was talking about Alex Rodriguez with this. Alex Rodriguez was asked about it, apparently, at some point when he was walking out of a building. And when celebrities go anywhere, especially when something like this hits the fan, you want to get reaction from the other guy who got left. Now, Ben Affleck is a huge fan of the Red Sox. He was born in California, but moved to Massachusetts just outside of Boston when he was like 3 or 4, and loves all things New England and Red Sox specifically. Now, again, keep in mind, Alex Rodriguez is a former New York Yankee. If you know anything about baseball, Yankees, Red Sox, that is one of the most heated rivalries in all of sport. So when Alex Rodriguez was asked about the relationship, at first, all he said was, "Go Yankees." Yeah, that's a hurt guy right there. That was some pain coming out. And then last week, he posted a picture on Instagram of himself and his two daughters and 3 empty seats. In the assumption being that those 3 empty seats in that Instagram picture should have been occupied by Jennifer Lopez and her 2 kids, because the family, obviously, you would imagine they were engaged, they were getting pretty close. And that's got to be rough, especially when there are kids involved. Now, I want to look at this from the perspective of, and I mentioned this early on when we first got things started about 40 minutes or so ago. I believe if you've been in enough relationships, chances are you have been in all 3 of these situations. At the very least, if you've been in relationships for any length of time, you found yourself in one of these 2 situations. One, and let's just go alphabetically, you've got Ben Affleck, who, had dated Jennifer Lopez at one point, obviously, and I do believe that people can drift apart. You have certain wants, aspirations, goals that you set for yourself, and then as time goes on, maybe you accomplish those goals and you set new goals. It's personal development. Well, maybe as you develop personally, you realize that development is taking you further and further away from the person that you're with. And maybe that's what happened with Bennifer 1.0. So maybe now in sitting down, they figure out their wants, their needs are more closely aligned than they were when they split years ago. So that's the situation Ben Affleck's in. Then you've got Jennifer Lopez, who was with someone, and then you start realizing there may be your trust issue involved and start thinking, things actually were pretty good with my ex. And apparently they were also texting pretty heavily back and forth when she was shooting that movie. So that tells me their relationship with Alex Rodriguez ended much sooner than we realized it did. At least I hope that's the case and she wasn't playing both at that point, which that's a whole other subcategory here. So she's in that situation where she's overwon emotionally and now she's seeing where things could be with an ex. And then you've got Alex, who, assuming that it was not a trust issue with him, that he wasn't not trusting her, he obviously is still very much into her. I've been in all 3 of these situations. The one I feel the most for right now, it's got to be Alex Rodriguez. If the fact that he would put something out on Instagram, knowing there are millions of people that follow him on Instagram and fans of hers that look at that as well and see, okay, he's trying to cover up in this big smile on his face in the picture, he's trying to cover up some hurt, but the fact that he's sharing that does say that he's hurting through this to some degree. So, I'll keep an eye on the situation, obviously, but not from the standpoint of that they're celebrities, but human beings with kids involved as well in this situation. And I'm sure that Alex Rodriguez's kids are missing J-Lo's kids and vice versa. And that hurts. That hurts a lot. I've dated some women in the past that have had kids, and when their kids involved, it is very, very difficult. So I hope that there is some resolution for them at some point, whether, again, Bennifer 2.0 actually happens or not. I hope Alex is going to be okay. I'm sure he will be. But more importantly, I hope his kids are okay and they see this as a learning experience. And even though you learn from it, also know that relationships can last forever. Just this one didn't for whatever reason. Ooh, that time just flew by this time. So again, some of that stuff I'll get into over the course of the next few days or so on my 97.5. Other stuff is just for us. Thanks for listening. I really do appreciate it with all the podcasts out there that you listen to mine. It really means a lot to me. And we will try to knock it out again for you next week.